Okay. Starting from the Gemara here, top form and all. Okay. So once again, we said yesterday, basically. Yeah, we did the Mishnah yesterday. We started the Gemara. We said yesterday, basically, in the Mishnah, we have a list of things that seem more clearly that basically, Beis Shammai says he can't start them before Shabbos if they work, the Melacha is done on Shabbos by itself. Beis Hillel is not concerned. We made another point that these are all things in the first group that were they to be done on Shabbos, it would be a Doraisa. It wasn't spelled out tomorrow, but okay. Now one of the things here was, the first thing actually is Ein Shayrin Diyoy. Now the Melacha there is somehow lush, it gets mixed together. So that means that this being done on Shabbos should be a Doraisa. Now what did he do? A Lush is kneading, I guess you call it. It consists of two parts. Let's go to the simple case, flour and water is your standard Lush. I mean, flour and water, you pour in the water, then you mix it. So we have a Machloikis Tanoim, whether just pouring in the water alone is Lush Medoraisa. The Rebbe holds that's Lush. Rebbe holds you have to mix it. So now, the Mishnah says, you're not mixing here, you don't mix. You just pour in the water, and then it soaks itself, it somehow mixes itself. I don't know exactly how that works, but it soaks in. So, and it has to be the rice if you did it on Shabbos. So that would mean that pouring in the water without mixing is a rice. So who is that Tana? Man Tana, Nesinas Mayim Lidyo, Zui Shriyosa. Again, we have to be careful. Zui Shriyosa, I mean, this is it soaking. That's usually a lotion used by Kibbutz. We had it. Shriyos and Zui Kibusa. It means here, this is its leash. It means a milach. Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi he desanya. Echad nosin es hakemach. One guy put the flour in a bowl. Ve echad nosin lusoch es amai. One pours in the water. Bo achrin chayiv divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says, the second guy, the guy poured in the water is chayiv. Because according to Rabbi, pouring the water into the flour is already melachas losh. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, eino chayiv achi yegavil. Till you mix it. Good. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah which is saying just pouring in water is a daraisa. That's Rabbi. Amalei Bayino, could be no, could be here, even it's important to know, because we haven't told like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It could be that here even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will agree that just pouring in the water is a daraisa. Amalei Abaye, the Dilma. Perhaps I can look on Rabbi Yosi Elo the Kemach the Bagibulu Kemach. That's how you do lisha. If you just pour water into the flour, you're not going to get very far. It's a Bagibul. You have to mix it. It's made to be mixed. That's how it works. There, Rabbi Yosi Rebuta holds requires for the Malach of Losh taka mixing. Avol Dioi the Lav Bagibulu. It's not that they say anything. It's not mixable. You don't have to mix it. I mean, that is its mixing when you pour it in. Maybe there, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees. Meaning, this that requires gibel mamish to be loshin is in a bar gibel like flour and water. But dioi, I guess the soaking is enough. It's not a bar gibel. So the Gemara, no, you're not right. I'm going to show you that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda requires gibel even in the thing which is a lav bar gibel. It can't be the sanya. Echad no sin as her efer ashes. Vechad no sin as her mayim. One guy poured in water. I'm not sure what he was making over there, but whatever. He made some sort of a mix with ashes and water. Oh, Achron Chayiv Devei Rebbe. Again, that's Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that pouring in the water itself is Melechas Losh. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Omer Ad She Yigabel. And as Rashi points out, efer ashes is not a bar gibel. So you have Rabbi Yossi saying, even in something that's not a bar gibel, you still require gibel. So the Dilma my Afer offer. This sometimes it's used interchangeably. Be careful. Afer is ashes. Offer is dirt, sand. What do you call it? It's dirt. Maybe this Afer means offer. We do find sometimes the Chazal will switch those words. The bar gibel offer is a bar gibel, and you make a mix. I guess let's say to make a klecheres, you put water with earth, and you mix it. So there he says it. But if in real Afer ashes, he wouldn't say it. Frank Moy can't be. Tanya Efer, Tanya Offer. One Bryce says Efer, one Bryce says Offer. So that means he said it even. You want to tell me Efer means Offer. There's a Bryce that says Offer, there's a Bryce that says Efer. That means the Bryce Buddha spoke even by Efer and still said, you have to mix it. Zogdi Gimor. Interesting. Midi Gabi Adoni Tanya. But if you had one Bryce with a Reisha Efer and a Sefer Offer, so then obviously the Reisha means ashes, and they're not using the word Efer for Offer, because the next one says Offer. These are two Bryces. One was a Priyachas, one was a Bojit. That's all right. It could still be that the Bryce that says Efer really means Offer. It's just using the word Efer. It says Offer there. That's another Bryce. That's a Boishia. It seems to remain with that. That in a thing that's a Lav Bar Gibel Klal, like Dio, even Riosi Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you don't need the mixing. Mela, our Mishnah could be everybody. Okay. Tana Rabbon. Poiskin Mayim Legino Erev Shabbos Imchashecho Umismalis Voilechas Kolayim Kula. That is, it's going to be similar to the Mishnah. It's also things you start the process before Shabbos, but the process itself runs on Shabbos. You open up the. Right. Yeah, and it was a spigot there. It was probably more of an irrigation. You open up the thing to allow the water to come through on Shabbos. And you're basically watering your garden or your whatever it is over there on Shabbos. Mut. Fine. Umanichin mugber tachas hakelim. Mugber, they have English one. Mugber was a particular thing they had. They would put spices, levoin and different spices. They would put it on fire. I mean, like on some sort of a grill, I guess you'd call it. That would give off a smell. That they put their clothing on top. That's why they got a nice smell into the clothing. So mugmer. So we're very busy with that in Chazal's time. So a very similar thing, similar to the measure. You can set the process up just before Shabbos, and basically it's happening on Shabbos. Umanichin mugmer tachas hakelim erev Shabbos umizgamrim vehulchim kol hayom kula. Okay. Umanichin gofris tachas hakelim. Erev Shabbos im Chashecho, umizgafrin v'hoilchin kol haShabbos kulo. Gofris is sulfur. What are you trying to say? What? Yeah. Again, it's an interesting process. I don't know exactly. With silver kalim, Rashi explains, they would make designs on the silver kalim with an engraving tool, and then they would be ma'ashin it with this gofres. They would let the gofres smoke go through it and black in it. I guess it would like color those designs. So that's a type process, soveya basically. Again, but we let you start it, Erev Shabbos, and it's actually happening on Shabbos. U'manichin kilor agavi yo'ayin. Like a patch with some sort of medicine for the eye. The ispalnus is a bandage. Agavi mako. Erev Shabbos chashechu misrapin soleches kolayim kulo. Good. Basically, all these things we're allowing you to do Erev Shabbos till the last minute. Now, so Lichura, who is this Braisa? Pashas is Basilo, that's all. Basilo in the Mishnah says you can do anything you want, right? Till Shabbos. That happens on some Shabbos doesn't bother me. Okay. But look, the last thing on the Braisa, he does ask something. Avol, a nois in chitin l'toicha rechayim shalmayim elo bechtesha yitroch nu meboidyoim. There was a water mill, right? It was like sanafarges, as they called it. It was a thing you poured in your chitin in there. And the mill went around and it ground it. So that he's not letting you do. He's only letting you put it in before Shabbos if it gets ground up before Shabbos. Okay, so this is a mission we got to deal with, Bryce. Because again, from what we see in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai doesn't allow anything. The melacha on Shabbos will be a real melacha. You should have asked it a lot of these things. Beis Hillel allows everything in Mashemesh. So then why does he not allow? That would be okay. Even the last thing with Trina. Why is Trina Rechaim Shalmayim any different? My time. Comes Rabbah with interesting shot. Zot Rabbah say, Omar Rabbah, Bimnei Shemashmas Koil. This Bryce is really Beis Hillel. And everything's Mutar. But Rechayim is a nuisa, Hashmas Koil. If it makes a lot of noise on Shabbos, then we ask, it's like a Zelusa of Shabbos. That's the Rashi, Meboidyoim. Meneshe Mashmas is Hakoil, Abshamils, it's like very public with Shabbos, Vika Zelusa. Son that makes a racket on Shabbos, it's not Maris science, no, it's Abshamils. It's a Zelusa, the Shabbos somehow. You don't want this thing hacking away on Shabbos. It's a new thing. So it's Beis Hillel, but he has a new Issa, a limited Issa, something that makes a lot of noise. Is also. What? Just public. Absolutely. Public. Everybody is. You know, that's this Issa. No, that's this Issa. Avshim Milsa. What? It's elusive Shabbos. Have a racket. It's not Shabbos thing. I mean, more people knew what Shabbos was. They came to Tonals and Shabbos. It was the difference. But Amol, they understood that. This is the problem. If you have it, that's the problem with alarm clock. If somebody should always be here in the next room, it's Avshim Milsa. No, in your room. It's not Avshim Milsa, whatever it is. But that's one of the problems. Now, let's hold on. Amalei Reb Yosef, Reb Yosef comes with a new slant. Why do you have to say it's as Hashmas Koil? Tosis says Reb Yosef doesn't like this Hashmas Koil. Reb Don, Reb Yosef holds like you. He doesn't know what's the difference. Mutu, it makes noises. What's the difference? He doesn't buy into that Xavier. So then what can you do over here? He has another alternative. We spoke yesterday. Shrisas Kalim. If the Brayz holds Shrisas Kalim and not Torah, then you got a problem. Because then your Kalim, your, whatchamacallit, your mill is working on Shabbos. On Rabbi Yosef, v'leima mar mishum shvisas kelim. Why do you have to make up a new gzera? Let it be al shvisas kelim. Now, the sign you have a brisa, there's such a thing as shvisas kelim. U'b'chol asher amarti aleichem tishomeir, it comes after l'man yemu ashorcho v'chamorcho, so it's ending on something. Not first you say, we can't do work. Then it's on your shorcho, all your behemoths can't work. Correct. Then it says the Shamera means even Yikalim. L'Rabbi Shvisas Kalim. So says Rabbi Yosef, once I have this thing, Shvisas Kalim, Elom Rabbi Yosef, Mishum Shvisas Kalim. Okay. So he's going that the Brice is also Trina of Shvisas Kalim. Now at this point, the Gemara thinks, the Kiel is tricky Gemara. At this point, the Gemara thinks, now the step back a minute. Who holds Shvisas Kalim? In reality, it's only Beis Shammai. At this point, though, the Gemara thought, why would Rabbi Yosef do such a radical thing? I mean, Rabbah has a pshat in the Braisa. It's Beis Hillel. He made up a Shmos call. Comes Rabbi Yosef and throws in, no. Why do you need that? I'll give you a better answer. Shvisas Kalim. Why is Shvisas Kalim a better answer? You have to make the Braisa Beis Shammai. We usually try not to have things going like Beis Shammai. But the Gemara at this point thought, as Raj was Mazbir, he's not changing to Beis Shammai. At this point, the Gemara thought that Beis Shammai also holds Shvisas Kalim. So then he's saying a simple thing to Rabbah. What do you have to make up a Gzeira? Hashmos, what do you need it for? Let's learn it. I'll Shvisas Kalim. Says, well, let's be careful here. I'll slow down. If you learn like Rabbah, that it's Osir al Sashmos Koil, then I understand the Brice, because all the other things don't make noise. But if it's Shvisas Kalim, we got to go through the Brice one by one. Shvisas Kalim got everything over there. You can do the mugmor. Your keli is cooking. Your keli is coloring the thing. Your keli is coloring the silver kalim. Everything here is Shvisas Kalim. That's what we got to deal with now. We got to do some work over here. And that's what's going on here. The raisa gofres and mugmor. My time is shoru. Let's go carefully. What's gofres and mugmor? Gofres and mugmor basically. It's basically like cooking, really. I mean, you're cooking coals here is what you're doing. In the meantime, the thing is going up. The Gemara is going to differentiate, like we said yesterday, two types of Shvisas Kalim. There's one type of Shvisas Kalim where my keli is doing something on Shabbos. The Trina is that way. My mill is working, quote-unquote, on Shabbos. When you cook something, let's say, I'm borrowing the word cook, you're cooking coals, you're just heating up coals here. Your keli is doing something. The melach is being done in the keli. That's true. It's happy. It's like cooking. I'm always going to come to cooking. Let's say you put up a cholim pot. It's not cooked before Shabbos. It cooks on Shabbos. Would that be Shvisas Kalim? It depends how you look at it. If you want that the keli should be doing something, not doing anything. It's a more old passive thing. On the other hand, if you look at it, that a melach is being done in my keli, it is Shvisas Kalim. It's what? What?
Stove is a keli.
What do you mean stoves? The stove's not doing anything. That's not cooking. Not doing anything. Not doing anything. It's not doing a mice. What's happening? It's just sitting there. So it's happening.
And there is no such thing as Shvisas
Kalim. No, there is. Teichen, by a mill, or by a trap, the Gemara says, that closes when the animal comes in. We'll see. Let's get it. Don't worry. My time is shoru. Mishum de lo ko'ovin mice. Nothing's, there's no, the keli, it's hard words to use. The keli is not doing a maisa. Look at Rashi did. Look over my second wide line. The action is in the kli, that's true. Aval hore chayim avde maisa. Okay. Unin shel pishton, my time. The same problem, the Mishnah. If that's what's going on, what are we doing in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, according to Basil, unin shel pishton is muti. Put it into the oven. It says more the same thing. My time is shorum shem love and maisa. Umeinach naicha. Yeah, what are we going to do? Mitzudas chayva oivid dogim, the ko'ovid maisa. One thing, usually the traps they use were, you know, the animal puts his foot, that snap shut. Or the thing didn't close. So it's doing something. And Basil said in the Mishnah, that Mitzudas is mutter also. That's Yekov and Maisa. If you're pinning me now that Basilil is Frisas Kalim, you're going to have trouble in the mission, at least in the case of Mitzudas. Zog the Gemara, or Mitzudas chayvoy vedong the Kov and Maisa, my time of Shoru. Zog the Gemara, Hosam Nami, Belechi Vekukri. It's types of Mitzudas, a strange thing, the Loko Ovid Maisa. Lechi, Rashi says, Lechi is a. Like a fish hook, basically the fish, it's a hook, the fish swallows it or opens the mouth and it hooks in. That's it, not doing anything. Kukri is an interesting thing they had over there. It was a sort of a basket. It was, I can picture it, they got a word for it, I don't know, it's an interesting thing over there. It's like it's a woven thing. It's sort of like a tube woven. It's wide on one end and gets very narrow at the other end. Somehow they coax the animal to get in there. The animal goes in the wide side, puts his head out the thin side. Now he's stuck because the reeds that sticking out. He can't pull forward. His body's too big. It's not too much give on it. He can't pull his head out because the reeds on top of it get stuck on his neck. So that's a trap that works with doing nothing. At this point, the Gemara is willing to be matrik that that's the traps we're talking about in the Mishnah. Okay. So at this point, we're saying that what Rabbi Yosef said was, Beis Hillel holds Frisas Kalim in HaTorah. And that's what's going on over here. And all these things, but he only holds a B'david Mice. So what's B'Shamay in the Mishnah? He apparently will hold Frisas Kalim even B'David Mice, as long as the action is happening in the Kli. Okay. But now we have a switch. Hashta, we now got news. We now find out from Rabbi Yoshia, the way the end says, now the Chevri HaGemor, up till now they thought that Rabbi Yosef said, Shvisas Kalim, he was still going Beis Hillel Dik. We now find out from Rabbi Yoshia, it's not true. The one who holds Shvisas Kalim is Beis Shammai. That means when Rabbi Yosef said here, I want to make this brisa Beis Shammai. I want to make this brisa Shvisas Kalim. He means Beis Shammai. He's saying to Rabba, why say it's Beis Hillel and it's also Shvisas Kalim? No, it's Beis Shammai and it's also Shvisas Kalim. Now here we got to be very careful, because once we commit Beis Shammai to Shvisas Kalim, then Beis Shammai in the Mishnah we see as Shvisas Kalim even in the Loiko of it Maisa cases. So then we got to go back to the brisa. We got trouble over here. Then everything is shver. So why in this brisa is mugma? Why is mugma muta? So before you tell him, it's lokov and maisa. But once it's Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says in this Mishnah, un and all these things, the shvisas came by even lokov and maisa. Now we're in trouble here. Beis Shammai v'lo Beis Hillel. Now let's just take an aside. So now we know, let's backtrack for a second. We now know that when Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbah, he said a strange thing. Now he's saying a strange thing to Rabbah. Rabbi said, this Bryce is Beis Hillel, and why is Trinas Rechayim Oser? Hashmo Askoil. Comes to him, Rabbi Yosef, and says, what do you have to say a pshat like that for? I have a simple pshat in the Bryce. It's Shvisas Kalim and Beis Shammai. What kind of kash is that? Rabbi wants the Bryce to be Beis Hillel. Comes Rabbi Yosef, that's a kasha. Lema Shvisas Kalim. Up till now, we thought Shvisas Kalim and Beis Hillel. Okay, that I understand. What do you have to make up an Ukzeira for? This I made up because I'd rather not have a stam rice like that. To be the local ilchus, it was a big deal. Says Tosis, because you see for me, Rabbi Yosef didn't buy into the Xerah of Hashemah's call. That's why he did not believe it. He didn't believe, like you were saying, the Jews didn't believe it. What's the difference? Makes noise, doesn't make. He just didn't believe such a thing. So he was up against the voice. What do you have to make up a new thing, which I don't think makes any sense? I have a working pshat. Okay, the price will be local. It's not the end of the world. It's not the first price. It's not like a law. You're making up a thing which I don't believe it exists. What am I going to do? I'm telling you, the price is beishamai, and there is shvisas kelim. And we'll soon see. Rabbi agrees to that. There is somebody who holds shvisas kelim. It's not the end of the world. But now, what are we going to do in beishamai? Because beishamai has a broader shvisas kelim. So how are we going to work this price? Why are all these things muta here? Le beishamai. Bein kovin ma'isa, bein lo kovin ma'isa osa. Lebeis Hillel. It's extreme. Now we'll make the. Now we don't have to do what we did before. Now it can be a simple machlokes. Beis Shammai holds from Shisas Kalim no matter what. Beis Hillel that never holds from Shisas Kalim. As Kreger points out, because now, without the pressure of what we had before, we can learn the Mishnah Kipshuta. What kind of trap are we talking about in the Mishnah? Any kind of trap, even the one that does something. And yet, Bezalel says it's mutter. We're not forced into anything now. Now, Beishami's out on the hook. Let him be out on the hook. He has Shrisas Kalim. We don't have to accept Shrisas Kalim Bechalal, even where it does something. Correct. Le Beishami, of course, Beishami, Bezalel, we don't have Shrisas Kalim. Okay, now we got to take this brisa apart. So what's with mugma? Before you answer mugma's love and maisa, I'm now saying the brisa of beishamai. Even if loyov and maisa, what am I going to do with mugma? Ihochi mugma vegofris my time shoru beishamai zog the gemara. We're stuck. Where's the trisas kalim and mugma? Because the keli's holding the coals. We'll make it a case where there's no keli. The coals are sitting on the floor. You want stalkish to galir. Hosam monacha aru. Now, Frank Dimar, stama problem. How do you deal with life if you hold Shvisas Kalim is doraisa, but the loikovid maisa? You got serious problems here. How do you bench licht? How do you have lights on Shabbos? You light a candle before Shabbos, a candle holder. That's law of a kamaisa. She says, Kalim. How do you cook? How do you put up food? We only oscillate him in a blech. It's all drabonon. There's nothing real going on there. Chmein, if you'll have a blech, kidra chaisa, ruah, there's plenty of things that are muta. I can be muta. The pot is cooking. It's loikov and maisa, but we're committing by shamai to she says, Kalim, with the loikov and maisa. It requires a few gigas. Gigas is the thing they made beer in. And it stayed for it whatever it did over there for a whole week. Whatever it did, it took a whole week to do it. You can't spill it out. And what's going on over it? It's kind of what's doing. It's fermenting. What's going on over there? Nair, kedera, shpoid. We're gonna have later cases. The korban pesach you can put it in before Shabbos and it cooks on the spit. So spit's doing a unlocha. It's loikov and maisa. How are all these things mut according to the Shabbos? Says, "Well, interesting, Teretz. My time is short. Beishamai, demafkalo afkure." Telephone is up. Every Jew knows that he has Shrisas Kalim on his head. He's mafkir. We have an umdana that is mafkir before Shabbos, so it's not his kalim. I told the Rishonim, "Man, kef has to be before Gimel. You need three people." That's all midaraisa. That's because we don't really know he's serious. Here we know he's serious because he knows he's got to get out from a chil Shabbos. The Rajva says different. The Rajva says it means we are mafkir for him. So hefker best than hefker. I'm not relying on everybody. Okay. Yeah, okay. What?
When does he ever hold it?
Hold what?
It essentially is to say hefker best than hefker on everything.
Well, it's not on everything. It's only things that have to be. Kedair, you have to have fusha, you have to have light for Shabbos. It's only things where there was no bravery. Okay. Yeah, they made a living that way. They had no choice. It was a thing that took a week's time. They had no choice. What? Yeah, every pot. Yeah, that's what she's cooking. Yeah. What? He's got to be careful not to be choice of his oicha when he takes his chol and does this. No, but at that point, it doesn't matter. At that point, the cooking's finished. Yeah, it's not cooking anymore. Once the cooking's finished, it's over. Yeah, but it's not. Nothing's happening anymore. That's drabonons. There's no shes kelim on drabonons. Okay, mantano lohoditana rabonon. Now this omud gemara. The truth is, this omud gemara. It's very hard to learn without kira because it's getting us into the things we're going to learn in kira with the blech and all of that. Shemir chater. We sort of previews it in here, slides it in the back door. Lotamali Yishu Kedera Sosis with Temuz and things, these are things which require a long time to cook. Rashi says later, even the whole day, the whole Friday night and the whole day will not be enough. Shouldn't do that. If she did it, and he's not going to use it for tea on Shabbos. He's a baker. He needs the water for right after Shabbos when he starts baking. It's a long term thing. So the Gemara went through this innocent. The Gemara at this point doesn't know all that we know, that we have problems with pots on ovens, with your shvitz the fire. Why can't you do it? Meaning, because you have things cooking here. Which becomes the gzeir of Kira, which brings us to our whole thing of Shia and Chazor and all of that. There's a new problem here. We're afraid you'll adjust the fire. Because over there, associates and Tumus and Rashi will explain later, even you don't plan on eating it on Shabbos. This is not quite our case. This you plan on eating after Shabbos, but it takes a whole day. But even a whole day and a whole night is not enough time to cook. So afraid you're going to stoke up the fire, abyssal, or the water. You want to make sure it's hot. It tends to cool off, Tyson says. You want to make sure it's hot right after Shabbos. You'll play around with it. Okay. Oh, so now let's go back. Mugmer and Gofris. Very interesting. Let's go back to Mugmer and Gofris. Lamaisa, Mugmer and Gofris is mutter, according to Beis Hillel. We have no problems. Everything is off now. So you can set up your Mugmer and your Gofris thing. You have these coals heating up, either giving a nice smell into your clothes or blackening the silver kela. What happened to Shemi Yechata over there? Why aren't we afraid over there? Also, you'll stoke the coals. Ihochi, that you have this music of Chita B'Gecholim, Mochmar B'Gofris Nami Ligza, says the Gemara, interesting thing, Hosom Lo Machtelohu. There he will not, what did I say for Yechata? Stoke the coals, in English.
Stir
the coals. Why? The Imachti Solik B'Kutra V'Koshlo. Forget. I mean, you're not cooking over there, you don't know what you're doing, is that what you call it? But there, if you'll shepherd the coals, you'll give up smoke. Smoke we don't want. So no one's going to do it. Unin shel pishton, nami ligza. The Mishnah said you can put the unin shel pishton into the oven. That was to whiten it. The heat whitened it over Shabbos. Bite the orange, you're afraid you'll turn up the fire. Same business. Hossam, the very important thing here. Kaven de koshulu zika. No, you're in an oven with a closed door. You're not sitting on our type of stoves. You're in an oven with a closed door. Apparently, for the unishal pishton, air is not good. Zika, you're not going to. Don't it sound like we have today with the dials? You had to open the door of the oven and stoke the coals. You're not going to open. No one's going to open the oven because the air, Zika, the wind, or whatever you call it, the air going in, the draft damages the pishton. So nobody will do it. Came in the kosher luzika lo magmule. You know, soon say I'm the Gemara. There's types of meat the Gemara held where the draft will be. So according to that, the Chori should have no problem if that's what you're cooking for Shabbos. Come to Tzum. Tzemeliyira, same business. You can put your tzemer into the pot. It's boiling. It's cooking to get the color. By the way, aren't you afraid you'll turn it up a little? Tzemeliyira ligzor. So Gemara, you're there. You got a good point. Omar Shmuel biyira akura. I'm talking. We took it off the fire. Ain't no ganami. If it's on the fire, you got problems. You'll need a blech like we do. We're talking here. He heated it up. He's cooking on the fire. He's cooking it up. He pulls it off the fire on Shabbos. It's continuing bubbling. It'll continue seeping in, soaking in the color, but it's off the fire. Once it's off the fire, I have no problem. Trek the money, you still got a problem. You're not out of the woods. Maybe you will stir it. And cause man, it's hot. Eat this very important Gemara. Even off the fire, Agos is a problem. And it'll be Bishul or it'll be Tzoveya. That's a shaila what's going on over here. But one of the two. Be'akura v'tucho. It's not only off the fire, it's covered the pot and sealed. They weren't so, they didn't have such good insulation as we did in our pots. So they would smear it with something around it. So then we're not afraid. The guy's going to take that off. And stick his hand in and whatever you call it, and mix it. That far is not going to go. Says Digmar Bahash, the Dom Amar, Xavier Shemi Yachat, the Big Yacholim. Now that we have this musig, this will become very important later. It's Hai kidra chaisa shori lanuchav Shabbos and Pesach b'tanura. If that's your problem, a completely raw pot you can put up on Erev Shabbos, we call it without a blech. Why? What's our problem always? You'll turn up the fire a little because you want it to get ready sooner. Something that's completely raw, you obviously are not planning on eating it Friday night. You're planning on eating it tomorrow. Through the night till tomorrow, it will get cooked. There's no reason that a person will raise the fire on that. It's a big ace. This exists today. This exists, Bisman Azeh. Because our fires can cook anything quickly. It doesn't take all that long. Many posts of Hank was very strong that we do not have the head of Kiddush Chayse Bisman Azeh. Because on our stoves, I know something going to take more time. How long can it take to cook? No, it's going to take through the night to cook. But okay, but that's a hit. But keep shooting. That's really my timer. Cave it. What? What? Whatever I'm saying, but this hetter, he claims there's a hetter kiddush chayis b'zman hazeh. My timer came in the lochozi le'urta. It's never going to be ready tonight. So asuche masul daite minay. So Friday night is bechlam not thinking about it because it's out of his, it's off his radar screen for Friday night. V'lochozi lechatuyi gecholim. It's a bit till tomorrow. That's plenty of time to cook. There's no reason to assume he would go near the thing. Uboshil shapridomi. If it's cooked. Now that we'll see in Kira how much cooked it has to be. That's a big machloikis. But once it's past a certain dargas cooking, we're vital not afraid you're going to turn up the fire because your job is done already. It's the finishing touches. Where's our whole problem of a blech and all that? We're thinking, boshel veloy boshel. If it's completely raw, I have no problem. If it's cooked, quote unquote, we're leaving it for later, what's called cooked, I don't have a problem. It's if it's somewhat cooked, but not cooked. Meaning, it started cooking, but it didn't reach the cutoff point of boshel. Then we have the whole sugis of kira, and all that we have with a blech. Boshel, veloy boshel, also. And says the Gemara, a very interesting thing. Let's say I put up a big cholin pot. Big pot. And it's a little bit cooked. So that's my problem. That is exactly the problem. You need a blech. We can't do that. But we said, if it be completely raw, then it's mutter. If you put up something, mamish as Shabbos starts, it's another problem today. We don't know when Shabbos starts because we have our ben hashmosh and we have our lucas neighbor. It's very hard to put up a pot the second Shabbos starts. Nobody knows when that second is. It's another technical problem in Kiddush Chayse today. But anyway, so then we say there's no problem. Why? Because I don't plan on eating it tonight. Says the Gemara, if I have a regular pot of cholent lamazogim and it's somewhat cooked, so it's a problem. But if I throw in there vishoda begar mochaya, I throw in there as the second Shabbos is starting a raw limb, a raw, what do they say, garmer? Garmer is a bone usually. A raw piece of meat, that's good enough. That'll save me the whole pot. Because by putting in the raw piece of meat, it shows I don't plan on eating it tonight. So we're back to Kiddush Chayse. Interesting thing. Like the head of Kiddush Chayse raw, the whole pot doesn't have to be raw. Something in it has to be raw. Shapidomi. Oh, so now the Gemara says like this. You told me before, call me the Dekashila Zikala Maglale. Anything that the draft is not good for it, I'm not afraid to open the door of the oven. Hi Bisra de Gadya. Gadya is a younger a goat, a sheep, whatever, young. There the Gemara held, I don't have no idea why this is, but there the air is not good for the meat. So if it's Bisra de Gadya, Vishorik, it has two things. First of all, it's such a meat that if you open the door, it'll be detrimental to the cook. Number two, the door is sealed with that shmirach. So you have two pluses. Shapir domi. There's zikha, no problem. The barcho veloy shorik, barcho, Rashi says, ayil godel. It's an older animal. The meat, I guess, is tougher. The draft will not affect it. Veloy shorik, and the door is not sealed. So you have a double whammy over there. First of all, there's no problem opening the door. Two, the door is not sealed. That's zikha osa. What about in the middle? You have one plus and one minus. It's gadya, so that tends to say you won't open the door. But veloy shorik, the door is bechal not sealed. Or barcho, Vishorik means one good. That's a machloikis. Ravashi Shori, Rav Yemi Difti Osa. Again, if it has two downs, Gadi Veloy Shorik. I'm sorry, that's two ups. Gadi Veloy Shorik, then it's Zichamuta. Because you won't open the door, A, because the meat will get harmed, B, because it's sealed. If it has two minuses, meaning Bar Archos, so the draft doesn't hurt, and it's not sealed. That's Zichos. But if it's one and one, meaning Gadya, but it's Loy Shorik. Or Barcho, and it is Shorik. Machloik is Ravashi and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Frankly, Ravashi, the Shori, Ravashi holds its Muta. Meaning, let's say, yeah. Ravashi holds, let's say, Gadya. Right, Gadya v'lo shorik, right? Meaning it's the door is not sealed, but the meat is such that the wind will harm it. He has no problem. What are you going to do with the mission that's coming up on your test? Ain't soilin bosa bosa lebeitza elik deshitzolim ibeidyoim. We don't let you do it unless it's cooked before Shabbos. So the Gemara awesome the barcha v'lo shorik. You won't be talking about Gadya meat, ain't no chanami. We'll be talking about barcha meat. Barcha v'lo shorik, that's two downs. So that'll be okay. That'll be. I mean, that's why it's osur over there. That's why it's osur over there. Just one second. Yeah. Okay. Ikadamre. No. More lekula. The gadya ben shorik ben lo shorik shapidomi. If the draft will harm the meat, I don't care if the door is sealed or it's not sealed. It's more. They're moving up a step. The barcho nami meat that. Will not be harmed, but Vishorik, Baita Shapidomi. Meaning now we're saying that if it has one plus, it's Muta. If the thing is harmed by the draft, and even if the door is not sealed, you're not going to open it. If the door is sealed, you're not going to open it, even if the draft won't harm it. That everybody holds is Muta. The Machloik is we have two or the other way. Meaning, it's Barcha Veloy Shorik. Everything's against you. There's no reason not to open that door. The wind won't harm, and it's not sealed. Still, Ravashi's meikel. Ki pligi de barcha veloy shorik Ravashi shori Rabbi Yirmiyah difti os. Okay, now you got a problem. Now, basically, Ravashi matters everything, even barcha, even meat that the wind won't harm, even the door's not sealed. Basically, everything is muta. So, what are we going to do with that mishnah now? Well, Ravashi the shori, but tani tzolim bosa bosa lebeitza they should tzolim ibayd yoyim. What are we going to do with that? Basically, there's no case that's also according to Ravashi. Before we said the mission, we talked about barcha meat. Now you're telling me Ravashi holds even barcha below shorik is mut. So what's the case that's also over there by meat? So the Gemara, hosom bebisra gumri. There's no oven. The meat is on. It's roasting on coals. Ravashi said barcha below shorik, but it's in an oven with a door. So even though the door's not sealed, we're not afraid the guy will open the door. But here, there's nothing open. There's nothing. You got to open. You got a barbecue here. Piece of meat on a barbecue. There's nothing to do to get to the coals. There, even Ravashi holds it's us. He just holds if there's the slightest thing in your way, that'll stop you. So the door of the oven is enough to stop you, even though it's not sealed. But here's nothing to stop you. Right here's your barbecue. There's a piece of meat sitting on the coals. There's nothing to stop access to the coals. There, he's masking that it's us. Amar Avino, Hai Kro Chaya. What do you got for Kro? Kro is squash, type of squash, Chai, raw squash, Shapir Domi, came the Koshal Zika, Kabisa, the Gadya Domi. What says that Kro Chaya, so raw squash is equivalent to Gadya, and it's a Mela, it'll have the din of Gadya. Again, once you're Paschal like Ravashi, it doesn't make a difference, but most of the Rishonim say, here's a right, we're Paschal like Rabbi Yirmiyah. That Baruch of Eloi Shorik is also Taka. So we have to know that this is like Gadya. Okay. Beshami Yomim Ein Moichrin. That we said is something else. Then it's not a question of Melocha, because no Melocha is getting done on Shabbos over there. You can't sell to a guy, you can't load him up, you can't load his donkey up. The Mishnah said, Elek Eshkilam, unless he can get home before Shabbos. That's a different problem, because he looks, he's like your Shliach. He looks like he's doing it for you on Shabbos. Turn around, Beshama Yomim Lo Yimkor Adam Chefzi. He can't sell him something. Like they'll loan him something. They'll yalvenu lo yitn lo b'matana elik deshagi ala beisa. He has to be able to get home before Shabbos. Ubeisilil Omrim kedesh yagi ala bayis asomach lechoyma. He doesn't have to get home, but he has to get within the choyma of his city, meaning somewhere where he could put it down. Doesn't have to his house. Maybe it's a little of a cooler. I mean, if he lives on the other side of town, he doesn't have to get there. It's enough he gets into the city. Now that's not like Basil in the Mishnah. According to Basil in the Mishnah, it's Mutter Mashemesh. That's all. Oh, comes Rabbi Kiva, says no. Rabbi Kiva, it's enough because she hates him. He pets her base. As long as he gets out of the Jew's house, that much we require. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hein Ein Divir Rabbi Kiva, Hein Ein Divir Basil. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is not coming to disagree with Beis Hillel. He's coming to tell me Tanakama made a mistake. Tanakama said even Beis Hillel requires enough time for the goy to get to somewhere he can put it down. No, says Rabbi Akiva, you're wrong. Beis Hillel is like Beis Hillel in the mission. It's mut. He has to get out of the Jew's house. As long as he's standing in my house, Mamash looks like I gave it to him on Shabbos. But that's all. Like we learned in the mission. That's he said, don't make a mistake. It's not a third day yet. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. You hain divrei Rabbi Akiva. Hain divrei Beis Hillel. Lo bo Rabbi Akiva. Lo forish divrei Beis Hillel. He's not coming to make a machloikis. He's saying that Tanakama misunderstood or misrepresented Rabbi Akiva. I'm sorry, Beis Hillel. Turn around. Bonon. Hak darayim from Pesachim. Beis Shama yoyimim lo yim koadam chem tzol anochri. He can't sell a goy chometz of Eretz Gezach unless he'll eat it up before Pesach. And let me say similar to here. Ken yodeya bo sheyich lekerem haPesach divrei Beis Shama. Ubeis Hillel omer kol zman shemut alochlev, you can eat it mut alamochor. Reb Yehuda omer, Reb Yehuda holds like Beis Shama. So you have to give it to him in enough time. He should eat it before Pesach. Meila kudach abavli, how many kudach was upside yogurt they had, but there was chometz mixed in, there was breadcrumb mixed in. Now they didn't eat it the way we eat yogurt; they used it as a dip. So therefore, it took a long time to consume it. I sell him a box of kudach. I'm going to eat it up in 2 days because he dips it. It takes time. Meila also limko lamed yoyim kerem haPesach. Why? Because lamed yoyim is shalom v'doshin is chal d'chovis tashbis already from lamed yoyim. So, again, according to us, it makes no difference. As long as you can eat it, you can sell it. But according to Beis Shammai, it has to be, once you have the chiyuv of Tashbisu on you, and that starts 30 days before, you can't sell it to a goy unless you're sure it will be consumed before Pesach. What? Why? Well, it's your achrayus to get rid of it already. It's like this. It looks like it's like you gave it to him. It's like you gave it to him on Pesach, basically. It'll look like you gave it to him on Pesach. Yeah. These are all marasans. This is all marasans. What? Same thing. Same with shliach. Me basically mean I'm told him I gave it to him on Pesach. Very similar idea. No. It's a lucious kid. And the mission lucious kid. I just want to say, look, when we spoke yesterday with Pochus Midalid, as you were right, that's clear. As Pochus Midalid is also in general, but by Misha Hershey, it'll be Mutter. It's Taka Mutter by Misha Hershey if you have no other Eitzah. We'll learn it there. First, you give it to an animal, then you give it to a goy. If you have no Eitzah, we Taka allow Pochus by Misha Hershey. In general, Taka, though, it's also. Now, what you asked, if it's also Karmus, is also. Yeah. Oh, no, Shimem Tes Sifei. The Muhammad says it's also in Ben Hashmoshes and even in a Carmelist. The Shal of Shavuot has a nice thing. What about a Carmelist Ben Hashmoshes? He has poskim that are made, both coolest. You're in a Carmelist, only Ben Hashmoshes. She has an Eldi Rabba with someone else that's Megal. He himself is not so sure. Shavuot sounds like he wants to be Machmir. Even, yeah, he's still Machmir. Shavuot sounds like he's Machmir. The last one Shavuot she meant this. Even Ben Hashmoshes, even Carmelist. Because it's that type of exera. Carmelists are very easily mistaken. Shorab, you know, they were very scared over there.